Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, it's all about AI, specifically a fascinating new approach to language models.
Ooh, exciting. I always hear about these large language models, LLMs, right? Like they're writing everything now?
Exactly, and they're powerful, using this autoregressive method, predicting the next word based on the previous ones. Think of it like, writing a story, one word at a time.
Got it. So what's the problem with that?
Well, it's expensive computationally, and it struggles with reverse reasoning. Like going backwards in a poem to guess the previous line is hard for them.
I see. So this new research is a different approach entirely.
Yes, diffusion models. They're huge in computer vision, especially for text-to-image stuff. This paper applies that same idea to language.
Whoa, how does that even work?
Imagine instead of predicting the next word, you start with a bunch of masked tokens and gradually unmask them based on the prompt. It's like revealing a hidden message.
That's wild. So instead of building up, they're like chipping away?
Precisely. And this model, called LaDA, short for Large Language Diffusion with Masking, does exactly that.
So walk me through the training. How do they teach it to unmask correctly?
Two stages, pre-training and supervised fine-tuning. Pre-training involves randomly masking tokens in a huge dataset and training a transformer model to fill them in. Then, fine-tuning focuses on teaching it to follow instructions, masking only the response part of text samples.
So like giving it prompts and responses and making it fill in the blanks in the responses? Clever.
Exactly. The masking ratio is random during training, so the model sees various levels of masking, which helps it generalize better. And they use clever techniques during inference, like confidence-based and semi-autoregressive remasking, to decide which tokens to unmask in each step.
Sounds intense.
It is, but it leads to some amazing results. LaDA is comparable to, and sometimes even better than, Llama 3 on certain tasks, even though Llama 3 had more intensive training with reinforcement learning.
Wow, that's a big deal. Any other cool findings?
LaDA also shows promising scaling properties. It gets better as you throw more compute at it, especially in math and reasoning tasks. And get this, it seems to break the reversal curse, performing well on tasks that require backward reasoning, like predicting the previous line in a poem.
That's incredible. This diffusion approach really seems to be onto something.
It does. It'll be exciting to see where this goes. And speaking of exciting, we've reached the end of today's show. Thank you for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep exploring the fascinating world of AI.
Goodbye.